Okay. Chapter 17. Decaf isn't caffeine free. That is not the same thing. Like, decaf coffee has tons of caffeine in it. For better, for worse. And you will not understand why. It had been over a week since he'd first woken up in the recovery ward, and Luke Skywalker was finally about to be cleared from bed rest and allowed to roam about. Or at least he hoped he was. Hardly able to contain his excitement as he sat through his final examination with Medic Pelly and Medic Valent, Luke was nearly vibrating at the prospect of finally being allowed out of the medical wing, as great as receiving visitors yesterday had been. Dozens of people had come by over the course of the day, and many had told him that, while the receptionist, who Luke knew to be named Ethan, and who was very fond of all manner of organizational systems, had apparently and unceremoniously pulled a blaster on any groups larger than four, telling them at gunpoint to make the visiting group one of four. or he would do it for them. There were still many more people who had hoped to visit. He had been both touched and nearly disappointed to hear that, as he certainly would have loved to see all the people who decided to take a little time out of their day to come see him, or even to send him a small mountain of gifts. Casting a quick glance to where there was still an absolutely obscene amount of food... and general tokens that had been gifted to him, Luke wondered if he'd ever be able to eat it all. He sighed silently. They were appreciated, of course, and he knew that more than a little work had been expended to gather some of these to give to him, but he really did wonder what he was going to do with the food. He couldn't possibly eat all of it. And even if pretty much all the food was packaged and able to be preserved for months, if not years at a time, it was still the principle of things. His instincts told him to hoard it away somewhere in case of lean times, but this wasn't the homestead, where such behavior had not only been encouraged by his aunt and uncle, but refined to the point of being an art form. This was the lady, and while there were over 1.2 million people aboard, it wasn't a place of scarcity when it came to food. And at that point, it just felt wrong to hoard it, even if his instincts were telling him to store it all just in case. But frankly, he didn't know what else to do with it besides slowly eat his way through it over the course of the next few weeks or months, since it wasn't like anyone had so far agreed to help him eat through it. Huffing out a soft breath, Luke drew his attention back to where both Tylee and Mira were discussing his medical chart and whether or not to give him the clear to return to... his more or less regular routine, even if he wouldn't be allowed to start working again for some time yet. They'd been at it for at least 10 minutes by now, and glancing around the room at all present, Luke didn't think he was the only one who couldn't stand the suspense anymore. Or at least, he was pretty sure he hadn't. No. Or at least, he was pretty sure he wasn't. Boomer looked to be about 2 seconds away from starting to bite his nails, and for all that Volt and Slice were busy with a game of cards, they too glanced nervously toward the medics now and again, which inevitably nearly resulted in a fight when the other attempted to use the opportunity to read their cards while they were distracted. Cody and Apo were watching the proceedings with eyes that made Luke think of... Cody and Apo were watching the proceedings with eyes that made Luke think of Birds of Prey, and Hex, while the man was once again on his datapad, was clearly... was clearly paying attention towards the proceedings as well, and if his occasional upward glance... If his occasional upward glances were anything to consider... If his occasional upward glances were anything to consider. And then there was Vader. Glancing up at the man... Glancing up at the man still standing still... Glancing up at the man standing still beside him, Luke couldn't help but be grateful for his presence here, even if he knew that the man technically ought to be working. But Vader had told him he would make time, and make time he had. Which led to where they all were at the moment, anxiously waiting on the conclusion of the anxiously waiting on the conclusion of the discussion between the medics that was happening at the corner of the recovery ward, and that, if Luke had to guess, seemed to finally be reaching a conclusion seemed to finally be reaching a conclusion. Mirrod nodded towards Tylee as the latter woman seemed to reach a conclusion. And both of them turned to face their little group once more as they walked towards them, a wide grin on Mira's face and a small quirk at the corner of Tylee's mouth. "Well then," Tylee said as she neatly ordered her own datapad, "I suppose we should no longer keep you on... I suppose we should no longer keep you in suspense and let you know our conclusions, no?" She nodded towards Mira. "Valent, I don't suppose you would be so kind as to give your assessment first." Mira snorted and winked with a smirk. "Not at all, Pally," she agreed, before turning to Luke as she clapped her hands together. "All right, kid, I'll keep it short, since there's really not much to say about it. You're good to go in my book." She paused in her explanation as a round of cheers went up, smiling just as wide as Luke was at those words. The Bacta did exactly what it was supposed to do, and I see no signs of the burns leaving any... lasting damage," she continued easily. The grafts used to guide your body into reforming your skin the proper way have also all dissolved near perfectly." She shrugged a shoulder as she looked down to Luke, the lines in her face only serving to make her smile that much warmer. From a burn perspective, you're about as healed as you're going to get, kid. And I see no reason to stuff you into a bed any further. However," she continued before the cheering could restart again, "burns are not the same as an amputation, and on that aspect I have no authority." She nodded towards Tylee. She nodded toward Tylee again and stepped back. "Take it away, Penny." Tylee seemed more than happy to do so as she stepped forwards, still smiling slightly. "Thank you, Valent." "Thank you, Valent," she acknowledged with a dip of her head. Before consulting the datapad she was holding to her chest. "Well, all in all, you're progressing much better than anticipated." Luke, she noted as she scrolled through what he presumed. She noted as she scrolled through what he presumed was his file. "Far above average in all terms of recovery. No phantom pains to speak of. "As rapid an integration of the neural connection ports as I've ever seen," she summed up, still scrolling. "Add to that the abnormally positive response to Bacta treatment, and the rate at which you've progressed in adapting towards your prosthesis, and I'd say you're well at the positive end of the recovery spectrum when it comes to human physiology." With that, she tucked her datapad back to her chest as Luke waited with bated breath for what the outcome would be. Sons, he hoped he wouldn't be forced to stay in bed for another however long she would decide was necessary. He could barely handle the week he'd had to sit through so far, let alone another one. But Ty Lee smiled softly as she dipped her head towards him. "As I can't see any further benefits to be gained from bed rest that could... As I can't see any further benefits to be gained from bed rest that couldn't be gained from a limited workload and light duty for a couple of weeks, I'm clearing you to leave the medical wing. You'll need to check in every day for the next 5 days, and every other day for the next 10 days after that. But as of this moment, you're discharged from the recovery ward." She offered him a bright, genuine smile as the clones cheered loudly. "Congratulations, Luke." Luke, for his part, was beaming wide enough that his cheeks hurt as Vader quietly squeezed his shoulder in mutual relief and celebration. Unfortunately, Vader was, and likely would always be, an utter mother hen. I would ask that you clarify what you mean by a limited workload, Medic Pelly, his home rumbled out, the tone soothing even as the words were not. There are quite a number of ways to interpret that statement, and not all are conducive to healing. And here Luke had to shoot a look of betrayal at Vader. Come on, he was almost out of here. But all he got from Vader was a quiet determination, and Ty Lee nodded at his words, the snickering amongst the clones telling Luke that he'd been had, and that he wasn't getting out of this one. Crossing his arms and blowing out a breath, he settled in as he was about to hear how, despite being allowed to roam, he still wouldn't be allowed a full range of motion. "It's good that you mention it, my lord," Tylee agreed as she once more began to scroll through her datapad until she found the right section, clearing her throat. "Considering the rapid recovery and adaptation to the prosthesis, I reevaluated the usual recovery schedule and recommend at least one more week of complete rest. No works, no projects, nothing." She finished that last sentence with a stern look towards Luke, and as much as he didn't like it, he knew he was outgunned here and nodded reluctantly. "Understood," he agreed, even if with obvious enough reluctance that Vader saw it fit to softly squeeze his shoulder in comfort. Ty Lee, however, was utterly unmoved by Luke's distaste for being ordered to take it easy. "Good," she said bluntly, resuming reading off of her datapad. If all goes well and you show enough improvement by the end of the week, I'll consider clearing you for light duty. And if that goes well for the following 2 weeks, then you can fully return to active duty," she finished, tucking her datapad back against her chest. "Clear?" Luke nodded his head miserably as he considered the next 3 weeks of being allowed to do little to nothing. "Crystal," he muttered.
"Oh, come on, sir,"
Boomer said from off to the side.
"Think of it as a week of paid leave. Without the leave part, but definitely with all the rest of it."
"Shut up, Boomer," Cody snapped, turning to Luke with a sympathetic expression.
It'll be over before you know it, sir, he tried to reassure Luke. Emily could see the man was clearly somewhat inexperienced with it all. He was trying. And that definitely counted for something. Smiling weakly at the trooper and getting a smile in return, he nodded his thanks.
Marvin, this is a fan fiction, which has characters and scenarios not entirely evident in canon. No, I don't think Muffet was unaware that it was fan fiction. I think the culture shock is actually that, like, okay, when I'm recording Harry Potter, there is such a glut of characters in Harry Potter that are all crammed into the same space that whenever I see a name I don't recognize, I ask if it's an OC, because I normally have like a voice ready for them if it's a canon character, and also because it's unusual enough to have OCs in Harry Potter fanfiction. There's almost always a name that you can use. There's always something that you can draw from, and if you like with Star Wars, it's like, I mean, I'm pretty sure Star Wars has more characters than Harry Potter, but they're all spread out a whole lot more. If you're going to populate a Star Destroyer, I mean, I would probably say a simple majority of the characters, at least the named characters in guys that are on the lady, probably are canon, you know? But like, around half of them probably aren't as well. I know it's not just a Star Destroyer, but like, I mean, fuck, even Zevulon Veers is a canon character, but it's a different thing than Harry Potter, where like, unless it's a very particular kind of fic, it'll be rare to see any OCs. So for Muffin to hear a name and go like, whoa, that's a character, isn't like, oh, this has to match canon. It's that, like, if most of what you read is Harry Potter, it's just not that common to see OCs. And it's like, oh, if you see a name that you don't recognize, you're not sure whether it's canon or not, because it might be in some ancillary material or whatever the fuck, you know? You know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having OCs. It's just, it's a different fanfic culture, you know, like... Oh, no, they're named. I mean, they're much more likely to be named than you might think, Sakiko. Like, not the extras necessarily, but I mean, like, fuck, like, a lot of what you would term extras in a Star Wars thing are named. Yeah, I don't read much Star Wars fanfic. Anyway.
he tried to reassure Luke. Emily could see the man was clearly somewhat inexperienced with it. He was trying, and that definitely counted for something. Smiling weakly at the trooper and getting a smile in return, he nodded his thanks.
It won't be so bad, sir, Apple followed up. Who knows? You might even appreciate it. There's loads of ways to keep busy, and time will fly before you know it.
Maybe sooner than anticipated, Vault muttered under his breath, before getting swiftly elbowed in the gut by Slice.
Shut it,
the other clone hissed. And before he could ask what all that was about, Luke felt Vader quietly squeeze his shoulder. Looking up, his gaze was met by familiar red lenses, staring back at him intently while he felt all manner of emotions gently push up against his mind, vying for acknowledgement and attention. Care, worry, hope, fear, love, a burning need to protect. Luke breathed out and nodded towards the man. He would wait out the week. He would. A feeling of gratitude washed over him. Vader's tense posture relaxed minutely, and that was that, Luke supposed. 1 week. He could do 1 week. Even if he wasn't allowed to work, he could still roam the lady and stretch his legs, no? All right, he muttered. Fine. So, 1 week, then a light duty, he asked. Unable to keep the hopeful lilt at the end of his sentence. Ty Lee huffed out a light laugh and nodded. Yes, pretty much, she agreed, eyes sparkling with mirth. In the meantime, though, you're free to leave whenever you're ready. And I don't doubt that there are many people waiting to greet you back, which should be fine as long as you don't do anything... too strenuous, she noted with a significant look. That sheepishness was quickly overridden when he realized something else, though. I can't work, he said slowly, an idea beginning to form in his mind that echoed of long nights spent listening to the thunderstorms chase across the salt flats, the sweet tones of instruments joining the greatest percussion beat that anyone could ever dream of. But does that mean I'm also not allowed to be present while others work? He didn't need to work to help out, after all. Sometimes all that was needed was a particular kind of support that lifted the spirits and made for light and easy work. Ty Lee gave him a suspicious look, but nodded hesitantly. That should be fine, yes, she allowed. Though I will remind you that while there is certainly more than one loophole to be found in my instructions, I ask that you keep in mind the spirit in which they were intended. They are meant to help you recover, not to hinder. And I understand that, Luke reassured quickly, his mind flashing through 1,000 memories while he did so. But I was merely asking in order to see if it would be okay to try something out, something that wouldn't involve working. A deep, rattling noise of static erupted from above him, and he instantly recognized it as one of Vader's chuckles. He speaks the truth, Medic Pelly, he rumbled. He is not intending to subvert your orders to the best of his knowledge, he stated, rubbing a discreet thumb over Luke's shoulder while the air swelled with a quiet pride that filled Luke with warmth and a feeling of recognition. See, Luke said, gesturing towards Vader. Just checking, no mischief intended.
I would not go that far, Luke, Vader countered as he crossed his arms, looking down at Luke over them with a significant look that he could feel even through the impassive mask. you get up to a far larger amount of trouble than could feasibly be dismissed as mere mischief.
But I don't intend to, Luke pointed out in a tone that was definitely not a whine. But I don't intend to, Luke pointed out in a tone that was definitely not a whine. Definitely not. Doesn't that count for something?
It counts towards your natural proclivity for It counts towards your natural proclivity for landing yourself in difficult situations, certainly. It counts towards your natural proclivity for landing yourself in difficult situations, certainly.
Vader agreed easily, and Luke shot the man a dark look, and that wasn't what he'd meant, and Vader knew it. Something that was only confirmed when a light spark of amusement twisted through the air and danced around him in a manner that Luke refused to allow to affect him to the point of sulking, but which came pretty damn close.
Killjoy, he muttered under his breath. I have certainly been called worse. Especially that time when I killed all those children.
Vader retorted blithely, amusement playfully nudging up against Luke until he was fighting to resist a smile.
Yeah, I'm...
Fine, he conceded, turning back to Ty Lee and Mira, who were watching the whole exchange with wide eyes and several bewildered emotions flying around, even as amused resignation seemed to be chief amongst them. The clones making attempts of varying success at hiding their snickering. But would it be okay? He asked again, just to be sure. I won't be trying to do anything stupid, but if I have to sit in my room all day, I might just start climbing the walls. Tali sighed, even as the corners of her mouth slightly quirked up, fondness pinging softly against Luke's mind. I certainly wouldn't recommend wall climbing as your first attempt at exercise, but the rest should be fine, she allowed, as long as you don't perform any strenuous activity or operate heavy... As long as you don't perform any strenuous activity or operate heavy machinery, you'll be fine. Yes! Luke cheered as he pumped a fist into the air, not even caring how it looked. He was finally getting out of here, and he was allowed to do something besides just sit in his room, alone, boring himself to death. He heard a quiet rumbling of static, and still grinning wide, he looked up to Vayner, matching the man's amusement with his own one-to-one. I agree, he said, satisfied like the loth cat that got the cream. This is sounding much better than I originally thought. Not so fast, Luke, Vayner chided gently. You may have a medic's permission, but you will listen to any instructions she gives for your recovery process.
Like you do with kicks, my lord.
Cody said between coughs, which earned him a truly caustic glare from Vayner that could be felt through the mask. As it chilled the air. Cody holding up his hands in a gesture of surrender as Vayner held the glare.
Just saying, my lord.
Luke caught the message and crossed his arms as he shot Vayner. A knowing smirk.
Oh, so this is a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do kind of situation, he noted with some satisfaction as the air tinged with embarrassment, though Vayner was quick to quash it.
Exactly, he rumbled towards Luke, and denial was apparently something that they were skipping in their entirety now. And denial was apparently something that they were skipping in its entirety now.
My body works slightly different than your... No, wait, no.
My body works slightly differently than yours does, little one, he explained. The limits I possess are far greater to that of a regular human, and thus I require less maintenance. You, on the other hand... he said, pointing a finger, will be obeying Medic Pelly's orders, or I will personally ensure that you do. Giving the man a supremely unimpressed look, Luke inclined his head to the side in a lazy nod.
If it will keep your fussing to a minimum, he said blithely, sure. He didn't think that Vayner had ever been accused of fussing before, as the way the man abruptly froze for a moment would have made Luke think that the certain... As the way the man abruptly froze for a moment would have made Luke think that the servos in his prostheses had frozen when he'd given his response, if it weren't for the stunned shock that abruptly smacked into the air like a water bucket being turned on its head. The snickering and amused twinklings coming from the Vode told him that he wasn't the only one who had noticed it, but Ty Lee seemed to be rather lost with the whole situation, which, considering that for all the fact that she was the form... Which, considering that for all the fact that she was the foremost expert on prostheses aboard the Lady, and yet Kix still seemed to be Vader's primary physician, he could at least understand that part. Vayner seemed to be pretty intimidating to anyone who hadn't met him before. At least that's what Luke was gathering from all the interactions he'd witnessed so far.
At last, Vader seemed to regain his voice, and Luke watched with some amusement as the man attempted to string together a sentence. "I do not fuss, Luke," he objected, voice still stilted from an emotion Luke couldn't quite decipher. "You do," Luke retorted easily, not caring too much about the increasing snickers coming from the clone's direction, with Vader following his lead. "But you do it because you care, so it's fine in my book." "Noted," Vader eventually said with a dip of his head. Then, with another whisper of embarrassment, he turned back toward Ty Lee. "Well then, Medic Pelly," he said, voice still slightly stilted, though Luke doubted anyone else would be able to tell. "Were there any other orders for Luke's recovery?" Blinking once, Luke felt Tylee's attention snap back towards the task at hand. "Right," she said, looking back towards her datapad, pursing her lips into a line, she shook her head as she read through his file. "Not that I can see, my lord," she answered. "Everything seems to be in order, and if Luke keeps to his appointments, I see no reason to apply further instructions or restrictions." She glanced up towards Luke and smiled slightly. "Just follow your check-in schedule and my instructions, and you should be all right."
"And do you know what, Doc?" Boomer asked anxiously before Luke...
Boomer asked anxiously before Luke could get a word edgewise.
"Shut up, Boomer,"
Cody hissed out, elbowing Boomer sharply. But it was too late, and Luke's curiosity perked up as he found a new target.
"You know what?"
he asked, grinning towards Boomer, who was now looking at it with wide eyes as he clapped a hand over his mouth. The air filled with mortification and the other clone's consternation.
"That sounds rather intriguing," he noted.
Laughter in his voice.
I,
Boomer stammered, eyes still wide as he hastily backed away from Luke.
"Trouble,"
Hex suddenly spoke up, still scrolling through his datapad, calm as could be.
"If you spill, I will put you at the airlock and make you scrub the whole outside of this ship with a hand sonic." Seconded,
Cody and Apo hissed, both commanders looking about 2 seconds away from hauling Boomer away to some undisclosed fate. Boomer squeaked and promptly slapped 2 hands over his mouth, casting a pleading look towards Luke, who was barely keeping himself from laughing. Deciding to take pity on the poor sergeant, Luke waved a hand towards the others to get their attention.
All right, that's enough of that," he told them easily.
"He didn't say anything critical, and I won't ask any further. Everyone relax." Thankfully, the other Vodeas seemed to heed his words and relaxed their hostile stances, even if they were still glaring at Boomer, Luke noted, the poor man.
"Well, if I'm not allowed to know," he continued easily, an idea coming to mind as he drew all eyes to him and away from the unfortunate clone, Then I don't see any point in continuing to ask, but if I can't ask about that, can I ask about something else?"
And what would that be, little one?" Vader rumbled quietly at his shoulder.
"Would someone be willing to get me something more suitable than a shirt? To pajama pants to get to my quarters?" Luke asked bluntly, gesturing down to his standard white medical outfit consisting of a loose-fitting shirt and drawstring pants.
"I don't know about you, but I don't feel comfortable walking the hallways in this."
especially not a mere week after an assassination attempt. Preferably, he would have wanted to wear his runner gear, the hard-boiled leather lining some of his vitals. The hard-boiled leather lining some of his vitals, giving him a sense of security, even as he knew that it wouldn't stand up to anything but a glancing blaster bolt. Convincing the mind was half the battle, though, and even just feeling safer could make for a clearer head when needed. Which was why, when he knew he couldn't have his runner gear, he at least wanted to have his regular uniform to wear. Even if it wouldn't physically protect him, the mindset it put him in definitely would. Something which, to his pleasant surprise, someone else seems to have realized as well.
"On it, sir,"
Cody said with a nod, swinging a pack from where it had been slung on his back and began to rummage through it. Watching in bemusement as the commander pulled out what looked like to, be one of his overalls, shirts, socks, and a plastic bag with his boots in them. Luke had to wonder how he'd either gotten access to his quarters or somehow convinced the quartermaster to give him a. Luke had to wonder how he'd either gotten access to his quarters or somehow convinced the quartermasters to give him a set.
"Here you go, sir,"
the commander said as he laid out the clothes at the foot of Luke's bed.
Dare I ask who allowed you into my quarters to get those, Commander?"
Luke asked, tone light with bemusement and danger hidden deep. If someone could get into his quarters, despite him being as careful as he could with the codes, he'd either been let in or used an override code. If he'd been let in, it was fine. He trusted the people who knew his code to do right with it, and they knew it too. But if it was an override...
"I did," a familiar voice rumbled out, and Luke turned his head to raise an incredulous eyebrow at Vader.
Vader looked right back at him and tilted his head.
"We thought you might wish to wear something other than medical fatigues, little one. So I let the commander in to collect a set of clothes and nothing else. My apologies if you found this invasive. We meant no breach of privacy,"
Vader murmured. Apologies for using the errand. Luke instantly calmed down from the dread that had been building in his stomach. It was his home who'd allowed entry. Everything was fine.
No, he declined. "It's fine. I was just..."
He trailed off.
"Wary," Vader finished easily.
"Yeah," Luke admitted without shame. "I got worried for a second that an override might have been used, and I don't really trust overrides right now." Not after he'd lost his arm because the Admiral's override codes worked on his workshop. He knew it was a necessity of working in the Navy, but he wouldn't lie and say that he didn't feel a great deal more comfortable with Admiral... Piet holding those codes than he'd felt about Ozzel holding them.
"Understandable," Vader agreed. "And perhaps even wise, though you need not fear, Luke. After the assassination plot came to light, all access codes were revoked, including any overrides, with the only exceptions being my own, Admiral Piet's, and those of the chief of the fire department in and chief medical officer. You will have to reinstate the ones of those you trust yourself."
A weight fell off of Luke's shoulders as he smiled warmly at Vader, gratitude heavy in his chest. He knew this likely was far from regular protocol, and that there might be implications to be found about his state of mind in those actions, but he couldn't bring himself to care in the slightest how it looked to everyone standing outside of their little bubble. Vader understood Luke's wariness, supported it, and that was enough.
Noted,
he muttered gratefully, still smiling. He would have to think on those he would allow access to his quarters again, now that he had the knowledge that there might yet be people willing to... Now that he had the knowledge that there might yet be people willing to declare him an enemy yet on the Lady, he already had some idea of who would be trusted once more, the Vaudet and some members of his corps chief amongst them, but the rest would need a second look. Later. First, he needed to get dressed in something that wasn't essentially a set of pajamas. All right, he said, addressing the room at large. I need to get dressed, which means that I would like some space and privacy for a moment, please and thank you. That statement, accompanied by a significant look, seemed to do the trick as the two commanders began to herd out the other troopers present.
All right, clear out. Don't make me say it twice,
Apple ordered while pushing at Vault and Slice's shoulders, shoving the two troopers along. Shoving the two troopers along.
Give the armor some privacy. Boomer, you too.
The clone in question sheepishly trailed after Apo, joined by Hex, still furiously tapping away at his datapad, and the procession closed out by Cody as they headed for the recovery ward's door. Watching on in bemused amusement, Luke nodded back to Cody when the man quickly glanced back towards him.
Just let us know when you're done, sir.
And with that, they were out of the recovery. Shaking her head at the antics of the Vaudet with a smile, Ty Lee nodded towards Luke as well. That's my cue, then, she noted. I have to go back to my other patients, but I'll be seeing you tomorrow for your appointment, Luke. Luke agreed, smiling back. Pleasant day, then, Ty Lee. Don't forget to clear out your nightstand, she said by way of goodbye, casting a significant look towards the piled-high piece of furniture, and then she was out the door. With Ty Lee gone as well, Vader finally came into motion, and with a quick squeeze of Luke's shoulder, he headed towards the door as well, slipping around the corner as the door hissed, sliding shut. Shaking his head at the whole production, Luke focused on the clothes at the foot of the bed. Pulling back the covers, he swung his legs over the bed, shivering as the cold floor touched the soles of his feet. Grabbing the clothes, Luke changed out of the medical fatigues with quick, precise movements, his prosthesis slipping in and out of sleeves as easy as any organic hand, and before he knew it, he'd zipped up the front of his overalls and was pulling on his steel-toed boots, a process that was surprisingly easy with the strong grip of his prosthesis. Straightening up again and stretching a bit this way and that, Luke concluded that he'd never been this happy to be back in his uniform, not even when he finally got to change out of his dress uniform and get back to work on the lady. Walking over to his nightstand, Luke picked up his ocarina still stashed there, and carefully slipped the beaded string over his head, tucking the instrument into his overall. There, he was ready. Shaking himself one last time to get the overalls to fall properly out of their just-clean stiffness and rolling up the sleeves just a bit to show off his newest addition, Luke grinned wide as he headed for the door, feeling more like his old self than he had in days. With a click and a hiss, the door opened to reveal the clones engaged in a lively conversation in Mandawa, Vader shortly interjecting in the same language before they all fell silent as they caught sight of Luke. Beaming at the men, a round of applause came his way as he stepped out into the hallway, giving a playful twirl when Boomer whistled sharply.
"Oh yeah, he's back, lads,"
the man crowed happily, grinning just as wide as his brothers while he clapped. Hex smiled slightly as he finally looked up from his datapad, tucking the thing under his arm.
"Just in time too, sir," he commented. "Everything's ready. And with the confirmation of Minic Pelly,
Confirmation? They must have talked in the hallway, because Luke remembered no confirmation. We're ready to go. Wait, seriously? Boomer asked. It's done. How the hell did you pull that off? Heck shot the other man an icy look. It's called hard work trouble, he sniffed, before turning back to the rest of them. But yes, we're ready to go. Ready to go for what? Luke asked, feeling rather lost. No time, Boomer said excitedly. His enthusiasm coloring the air around him like a sunset as he started to push Luke along in... Come on, wait. Interrupt. Going to gather up the accumulated objects inside the recovery ward first. A deep voice rumbled, cutting into Boomer's excitement and freezing the trooper in his tracks, giving Luke the opportunity to duck out from under the man's overenthusiastic efforts. Just like Medic Penny requested, Vader finished, crossing his arms and staring them all down. Right you are, sir, Cody said, matching Vader's stance one-to-one as he too looked at Boomer, who was smiling sheepishly back at them, rubbing the back of his neck as embarrassment and vague apology spilled through the air. Right, I forgot, he mumbled before perking up, excitement sparking back to life in the air like fireworks. All right then, he said, clapping his hands together. Let's gather up that stuff and get going.
No. Right, I forgot, he mumbled before perking up, excitement sparking back to life in the air like fireworks. All right then, he said, clapping his hands together. Let's gather up that stuff and get going.
Get going to where? Luke asked again, still feeling a bit lost. What are we doing?
No time,
Boomer repeated, already rushing back into the recovery ward to start gathering up the many gifts and paraphernalia Luke could... Already rushing back into the recovery ward to start gathering up the many gifts and paraphernalia Luke had been gifted over the last 24 hours.
Vault, Slice, help a Vault out!
He shouted over his shoulder. Vault sighed and Slice rolled his eyes, exchanging significant looks before heading in as well. Luke following behind them to see what in the name of the suns was going on. Stepping in through the door, he saw that Boomer was already busying himself with shoving the small mountain of food that Luke had been gifted into his pack, whole heaping armfuls of dessert rations and various packaged sweets and baking goods disappearing into the pack. Vault and Slice, meanwhile, were busying themselves with all the cards and miscellaneous gift. Vault and Slice, meanwhile, were busying themselves with all the cards and miscellaneous gifts he had received, carefully putting them into their own packs, while Vault admonished Boomer to be more careful. Shaking his head, Luke joined in and began helping Boomer pack away all the various cakes and cookies that he'd been gifted, making sure that the fragile and spongy foodstuffs weren't squished in Boomer's haste. When the whole mountain of gifts and food had been packed away at an astonishing rate, Luke was once more nearly hauled to the door by an enthusiastic Boomer.
All right, we got it all,
the man said as he dashed out towards where the two commanders had been slowly inching their way into the room as well. Let's go! The man stopped in the middle of his tracks, and Luke nearly tripped with how sudden the forward momentum he'd been dragging. And Luke nearly tripped with how suddenly the forward momentum he'd been dragged into fell away. Looking back towards the frozen trooper, Luke was astounded to see that the man had... Luke was astounded to see that the man had, quite literally, been frozen mid-stride. Staring wide-eyed at the sight, Luke tried to figure out how, in the name of the desert, Boomer was balancing completely still on one foot mid-stride, while only his eyes seemed to move. "I would appreciate it, Sergeant Boomer," Vader rumbled darkly, and all of a sudden it clicked for Luke that he was the one holding the trooper immobile, "for you to be more careful with your manhandling of Luke." With that, whatever invisible hold there was on the trooper fell away, and Boomer stumbled slightly while regaining his balance, yelping as he tripped.
"Fuck! Oh, shit!"
Boomer swore as he nearly face-planted into the ground before hastily straightening up and snapping off a nervous salute to Vader.
"Right, yes. Of course, my lord,"
he agreed hastily, even as the air was still clearly thrumming with the sergeant's excitement. He turned back towards Luke, and for a moment, he thought that the man was going to haul him along again, but instead Boomer merely stayed in place, nearly vibrating with excitement.
"But can we go? Now! Please!"
"Where?" Luke asked again, exasperation coloring his tone as the troopers began to move around him, his feet traveling with them as they walked down the hallway, still none the wiser as to where they were going. A rumble of static and a heavy hand resting on his shoulder signaled Vader walking up to his side, a strange kind of anticipatory contentment shrouding the man.
"You will see soon enough, little one," his home muttered quietly. "But for now, please trust us."
Looking up towards the man as the shroud of quiet contentment and burgeoning joy drew in around him as well, Luke felt the confusion and stress that had been building wash away and relaxed. "All right," he muttered back, now walking easily alongside Vader. "Just tell me how."
"Follow us to where we're leading you, little one," Vader answered quietly, hand still resting on Luke's shoulder and squeezing gently, "and allow us to surprise you."
"A surprise? I reserve the right to bolt if it's a jump scare," Luke muttered back, bumping softly against Vader's side while they walked down the medical wing's halls, the troopers once again engaged in their own conversation that he could only pick up half of. Though the half he did pick up seemed to mostly be Hex hissing insults toward Boomer for hauling Luke along like that as the latter tried to defend himself. Vader rumbled out a chuckle and dipped his head slightly.
"Duly noted, little star."
They walked in silence after that, keeping each other quiet company while the clones talked around them about all manner of things in their own tongue, the air light and gentle with excitement and joy. Checking himself out at the reception and wishing Ethan a pleasant day of organizing all manner of things, Luke got ushered into the elevators by the clones, with Vader once again fending off Boomer when the man's excitement got the better of him. Something for which he was still apologizing by the time they got to the railcar station when Vader refused to allow him near Luke again, to Luke's own great amusement.
"Oh, come on, sir," Boomer whined. "I didn't mean to knock into the garan. Please."
He folded his hands in an utterly ridiculous begging pose again, setting up the biggest eyes he could while Vader squarely planted himself between Boomer and Luke.
"Until such a time that you have either combed... Until such a time that you have either calmed down or are no longer in a... or are no longer in a quarter-ton heavy suit of power armor, the answer remains no, Sergeant. Vader answered testily, crossing his arms as he stared the trooper down. Boomer turned his wide eyes over to Luke as he leaned sideways around Vader to meet his gaze.
Sir?
He asked, tone hurt and pleading, looking for all the world like a kicked pup. Giving the clone a fond but exasperated look, Luke shook his head. Boomer, you nearly sent me flying into a wall. I'm sorry to say it, but I'm staying behind Vader until you're no longer hyped up for until you're no longer hyped enough to forget that you're inside an exoskeleton that makes you strong enough to snap me in two. Whining lowly and hanging his head in an utterly melodramatic pantomime of remorse, Boomer dropped off to the side of the railcar to sunk to the stilted laughter of his brothers. Rolling his eyes at the man's antics, Luke shifted his attention towards the door of the railcar when he felt his body began to sway forward as the car came to a halt. Once the door swung open and he stepped out, he noticed with some confusion that they were in the station just outside the mess hall assigned to the Corps. Turning towards the others with a questioning look, he noticed the utter glee and excitement sparking in their eyes, with even Hex smiling slightly as they walked out, the air thick with anticipation.
Not much further now, sir, Cody noted with a grin. Come on, let's go.
Now thoroughly puzzled, but very, very curious, Luke allowed Vader to steer him along with the clones down the hallway, which was strangely deserted. Looking around the arching hallway that was empty save for their tiny group, Luke couldn't ever recall seeing it like this, not even during the graveyard hours between shift changes. Where is everyone? He asked, looking around to see if he could find any souls still lingering around, but finding no one. Is there something going on?
You'll be finding out soon enough, sir, Apo told him,
an edge of laughter drawing into his voice as they approached the entrance of the mess hall.
Anyways, we're here.
Then this is where I leave you, little one, Vader muttered quietly with a squeeze of his hand. I wish you the best of luck. What? Luke asked, head whipping around to face the man. Why? Do you need to go do something? Please, no. He was feeling nervous enough without Vader leaving him to whatever the clones had planned. But the vocoder hissed out a short burst of staticky amusement. As Vader shook his head. Not necessarily, little one, he denied gently. But my presence would not be a welcomed one when you were about to walk... But my presence would not be a welcomed one where you were about to walk into. It is best that I leave.
Nuts to that noise,
Luke protested without hesitation. If I can go in, so can you. And then, a bit quieter so the clones wouldn't pick up on it. You're my home, and I am yours. If you're not welcome, I can't be either, he asserted firmly. And I wouldn't want to be either. A strange hitching sound startled out of the vocoder, and for a moment the air froze in place as something small and... dipped up out of Vader's presence for a split second before diving back out of Luke's reach.
An admirable sentiment, little one, he murmured
eventually, still taking care to keep his tone low enough to avoid being overheard by the clones who were,
Luke noticed, doing their damnedest not to pay attention to him and Vader. But not a practical one. It will not do you any good to tie yourself so closely to one such as I. Luke shot a glare to the man and set his jaw. Luke shot a glare to the man and set his jaw. Yeah? He said mutinously. Watch me. Now come on, I'm going to find out what's going on, and you're coming with. Leaving no room for argument, Luke grabbed Vader's hand and began to haul the man along, grateful in the back of his mind that Vader seems to be too stunned to protest. Catching up with the clones again, who seems to be doing their level best not to start laughing at Luke and Vader for reasons Luke wasn't... not to start laughing at Luke and Vader for reasons Luke wasn't all too sure about, but that made something within Vader spark with equal amounts of embarrassment and... But that made something within Vader spark with equal amounts of embarrassment and ire. Rolling his eyes at the man, he shot the Vodei a stern look that thankfully worked to taper off the worst of the suppressed laughter. All right, he said, only releasing Vader's hand when he was sure the man wasn't going to try and bolt it. Only releasing his hand when he was sure the man wasn't going to try to bolt again, and setting his hands in his sides. Now what?
Just tear through the door, sir, Hex told him,
a rare glimmer of amusement in his voice as his eyes lit up.
You'll know it when you see it. You'll know it when you see it.
Shooting the sergeant a raised eyebrow at the near non-answer, Luke shored up his resolve and nodded, only turning back to Vader one last time to jab a finger in his direction. Don't you dare bolt, he told the man. I'll know and I'll be very upset with you if you leave me to the Anubas. He got the impression of a slow, bemused blink from the man as he eventually dipped his head in.
I will not, Luke, he agreed eventually, and the whispering sand in the back of his mind shivered with truth.
Satisfied that the man wouldn't attempt to pull any more of the bullshit he'd been spouting earlier, Luke nodded firmly and turned back to the entrance of the mess hall, Boomer giving him a double thumbs up and a wide grin. Breathing deeply, he walked around the corner and... And we're actually halfway through the chapter. And I think that might be the place to cut it. Yeah. Let's see. Where are we at on funding? 39%. Yes. All right. I will see you guys then. And thanks for coming. And what? I'm once again requesting the RBC route. There's somewhere. I don't fucking know. Let me see.